Chapter 1. 3 months earlier. Tammy wrapped her shawl tighter around her shoulders as she hurried to meet her childhood sweetheart Rory, who was waiting for her on the corner of the street. Grinning as she came into view, he greeted her with a quick peck on the lips before putting his arm around her and pulling her close. "You managed to get away all right then?" "Once he'd drunk himself to sleep," said Tammy, her teeth chattering from the cold. In the resigned tones of someone who'd trodden this particular path too many times previously, she continued, "But not before he'd given Mammy a damned good hiding." Rory faltered mid-step before ploughing on. "For crying out loud, what was it over this time?" "The usual. He reckons he hadn't enough money to go down the pub because Mammy had been frivolous with the housekeeping." She thinned her lips. "All she'd done was buy..." She stopped herself from saying sanitary ware in the nick of time. Her cheeks colouring, she changed her words to, "the sort of products that most women need throughout the year." Rory pulled a downward grimace. "What the heck does he expect her to do? Or does it not matter as long as he has a skinful?" "How did you guess?" she said, in heavy satirical tones. "Call it a hunch," said Rory with equal sarcasm. Feeling Tammy shiver beneath his arm, he took his jacket off and placed it around her shoulders. "Don't be daft, you'll freeze to death," Tammy objected, as she tried to duck out from underneath the heavy donkey jacket. "Don't you worry about me. I've plenty of woolies to keep me warm," said Rory, his breath clouding as it penetrated the cold night air. He ensured she was sufficiently wrapped in the jacket before pressing on. "I don't know why the two of you don't just up and leave him. I really don't. It's not as if you'd be any worse off money-wise, or at least I don't reckon so." "How could we be no worse off when we've not got 2 pennies to rub together?" cried Tammy. "He knows we'd be lost without his money, which is precisely why he doesn't allow either of us to work. And even if he did, it's not just the money that stops us from running away." She continued darkly. "He's made it quite plain that Mammy's as good as dead if she even thinks of leaving. And he knows I won't go anywhere without her. Neither of us are going anywhere." Rory wrinkled his brow. "I know what he can be like. We all do. But do you really think he'd commit murder when he knows the noose would be waiting for him?" Seeing fresh flakes of snow begin to fall, Tammy dug her hands deeper into her skirt pockets. "There's only one way to find out if he'd stayed true to his word, and neither of us are prepared to take the risk." "There has to be some way of getting you away from him without there being any repercussions. Perhaps one of your neighbours could do something to help." She shook her head firmly. "No, I'm not asking anyone for their help, because if he found out what they'd done for us, he'd take his temper out on them." She sighed. "It might have been different if Mammy had grown up around these parts, but as it is, she has no real friends to speak of, despite having lived here the best part of 20 years. "Your poor Mammy. I bet she wishes she'd stayed in Wales." "That's what I said. But she insists she wouldn't have it any other way because if she hadn't met my father, I wouldn't be here." "Fair point." He squeezed her hand in the crook of his elbow. "But even though I echo her words, having you came at one heck of a price." "Tell me about it," agreed Tammy, adding, "I don't understand why he can't see Mummy for the wonderful woman she is. Most men would love to have someone as loyal and smart as her on their arm, but Dad acts like she's some sort of dreadful burden that he's being forced to bear." "She's too good for him," concluded Rory. "And what's more, he knows it." "Then why not treat her like the queen that she is, instead of acting like she's the dirt from beneath his shoes?" "Because he's worried that she might realise the truth and leave him for someone who's worthy of her attention," said Rory plainly. "But Mammy would never do that, not if he treated her right," insisted Tammy. "I know, but it doesn't take away from the fact that he can't be someone he isn't," said Rory. "Dennis was born to be a docker, always ducking and diving from one scam to the next, because that's who he is, and he doesn't respect himself, let alone anyone else. So, he'll never change, no matter what we say or do?" "Alas, no, because he hasn't got it in him to be any different. If she wants out of the marriage, there's only..."